Are the testimonies online? It will be. I'm telling you, they were powerful. I mean, absolutely powerful. We heard about how God saved someone's marriage, how God turned someone that was into the occult, you know, into Christ. I mean, just crazy, crazy stuff. And so, no pressure now. But we're expecting. Amen? Amen. And so we're blessed today. We're going to baptize. We have two candidates that are with us. This is Sean Lee and Yvaine Koh. And I don't know who to call up first. I would say ladies first, but maybe ladies' choice. You want to come up first? Okay, let's welcome Yvaine Koh.
Wow, okay. Just in case. Okay. Hello, my name is Yvaine. So I'm really glad to be here to share my testimony with you, like how I met God and, yeah. Okay. I grew up in a family with lots of spiritual tensions. So my mom is a Christian and my dad is not. So... But my mom maintained her faith for 30 years, and she never ceased to pray for us. So I always believe that it's really her prayers that brought me back to God. And I'm so thankful for her, and she's not here today, but I really want to say, Mom, I love you so much, and I know you're watching me right now. So, and I also want to say to my dad that I love you too. And I believe that one day you'll understand why I'm doing this, yeah. So growing up, I was taught to earn what I want by my own ability. And I studied hard, I learned musical instruments, I learned like calculation and everything. And I measure my value by winning the approval from other people. But that was never enough, sadly. And growing up in Malaysia, I know that there are two types of prejudice. One kind of racism, and another kind is the prejudice towards body size. And I was bullied a lot in the school because of my looks, because I was overweight. And I really totally despised myself that time. So because of that, I compromised in friendships and all kinds of relationships I have. Because I thought that if I was not being good to them, or I wasn't doing what they want me to, they would just don't like me and then they would just leave me. And looking back right now, I know that I was actually looking for unconditional love at that time. At the age of 15, I was sent to learn Taekwondo by my parents because they thought that it would help me to lose some weight. So, you know, it was really bad. But then after that, I had a serious injury in my spine after a competition in the Taekwondo fight, something. And it was causing a lot of pain, and it was a long-term pain in my back and also my right side. So I often woke up in the middle of the night, so just crying because of the pain, and I need to take the painkiller for that too. So in the midst of my pain, I made my first prayer to God. I didn't know which God I was praying to. I prayed to every God that I knew at that time. And luckily, I got one who was real and true. So, I really supported him. And then by his grace, I was actually healed. Miraculously, yep. So I stood here, right? And so that actually led me to study medicine in China. It was because of my sickness, so I studied medicine. And then I found out that it took more than skills and knowledge to become a doctor there. So in my distress, God again opened up the door for me again to further my study in Hong Kong. And it was 2009. I started to go to church since I come to Hong Kong. But still, I'm really doubtful about all the teachings they have in church. In May 2010, I had a chance to go to a conference in Boston. And I was supposed to fly into New York first to visit a friend there. The night before I flight, a friend posted a news on Facebook regarding a young Chinese girl being raped and killed on the spot in New York. I checked the location. It was just a few blocks away from the place I'm going to stay. I freaked out and I was really terrified. So I called my friend Jacqueline. She's here today, thank you. I called my friend Jacqueline and she prayed with me and prayed for me. After that prayer, I was able to sleep. And then the Lord made a personal encounter with me in the dream. He showed me that He was always there for me. He gave me these sweet dreams that was such a contrast to my fear. And He told me that everything is going to be okay. He showed me that He's a God who wanted a personal relationship with me. And He's Evane's God, just like He's Abraham's God. He's Janela's God. He's Pisam's God. So when I woke up in the early morning to catch my flight, I received another text from Jacqueline. So she's texting me with Psalm 139 saying this, If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. And it was incredible because I was flying in the dawn and I was going there, far side of the sea. But then He said that His hand will guide me and He was in the dream with me. So I knew that it was God calling me. And I knew that it was Him looking for me all the time. So I immediately kneeled down, and then I said, God, I'll give my heart to You. After that encounter, things just started to roll, incredibly. The trip to New York was amazing. No jet lag, no diarrhea, no headache, no weariness, nothing. And after that, I found my purpose to leave, with knowing that my true identity is in Him. In His eyes, I'm precious. And was completely transformed by Him. No more worries, no more big dreams, pride or comparison with others, no more inferiority. I just live faithfully every day in His promise with an everlasting peace and joy in my heart. It's been 2 years and it's been a fantastic journey. And I know that He has so much more in store. I cherish every encounter with the lovely people, you guys, He puts around me, with the anticipation of a touch of God on us in His divine moment. So I want to get baptized today because I know I'm saved by His shed of blood on the cross. And it's only by His grace I earn nothing. And now He lives in me, and now I want to live for Him. Thank you.
Amen. Do you receive Ivanko as your sister in Christ? Yes. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Wonderful. Okay, next, can I invite Sean Lee to come and share? Let's welcome him.
Hi. I came to know Christ at a very young age. So it's an oddity that it has taken me over 24 years of being a Christian to get to this baptism. So I'm going to share about why it took me so long. You see, I've always held dear to the truth that salvation is through faith alone. I do believe that all these years leading up to my coming baptism, I did have a very real relationship with God. Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and if I had died before today, like the criminal that was hung beside Christ on Calvary, I believe, too, that I would be with Him in paradise. So, as such, until recently, baptism for me was but a mere formality. But deep down inside, I've also known that a good part of why I've been procrastinating baptism is the fact that I've not been too terribly excited to stand in front of a congregation such as this to give my public testimony. Growing up, I've never been too partial to public speaking. So, in a subtle, insidious way, my personal resistance to giving my public testimony has somehow managed to influence my doctrine on baptism. It has led me to emphasize the part of Scripture that says salvation is by faith alone, while downplaying the biblical imperative that God commands us to get baptized. And that's a frightening realization. That God is God, and His truth and decrees should be independent of our inclinations. His word should be the plumb line in which we justify our lives, not the other way around. So, so I felt that if I was willing to allow my fears, desires, and inclinations to skew my interpretation of what Scripture says, I believe that this could become a deeply rooted problem and might systematically taint my view of who God is. Over the last few years, I've tried to be obedient to what I felt God was calling me to. I felt prompted to leave my previous job to pursue an evangelistic opportunity that I felt God was placing in my heart. However, after over a year of trying, the startup didn't end in any apparently fruitful manner, and that entire experience has left me a little burnt out and questioning if I had truly heard His call. So frankly, I'm still recovering from that experience, but one of the lessons that I think God was teaching me through this experience is that theology is such a precious thing. So the word theology, I think, is just a fancy way of saying who I think God is and what I think He is like. And as a Christian, I think I am called to make daily decisions and leaps of faith based on what I think pleases Him. So I don't think theology has to be complicated, but I do think it has to be sacred. It's a scary thing indeed to be making decisions based on an incorrect perception of who God is. And I don't want to be making life decisions based on a doctrine of God that is shaped to my fears, to my preferences, and that is made to my images. So I want to worship God for who He truly is. So my name is Sean, and I want to be baptized today because I want to be quick to obey what an honest reading of Scripture reveals. As best that I can, by His grace, I do not want to inject any of my fears or my preferences into its readings. And as best that I can, by His grace, I want to be quick to snuff out any behavior that might threaten to twist my theology in an attempt to justify itself. And above all these things, I want to be baptized today because, apparently, Jesus thought it was important. And to that holy, holy God who loved me enough to die for my sins and to adopt me while I was yet His enemy, I want to love and obey. So James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says." So indeed, it is faith alone that justifies, but justifying faith is never alone.
Amen. I think that was the deepest testimony we've ever heard on the stage. If you didn't know what Sean said, you need to read the Bible some more, okay? I know some of you guys were lost. Read the Word, amen? Okay, good job, Sean. Well, hold on a second. Do you receive Sean as your brother in Christ? Amen, thank you. Amen. And we're going to go to the festivities, but I'm going to explain to you what's going to happen in a moment. We're going to come together, and what we typically like to do as a church is that we like to have our whole service, especially our baptism service, soaked in prayer. You know, they're going to be soaked in water. We're going to soak them in prayer first and after. So what we typically do is we have a sending off time of prayer and then a receiving time of prayer. And so if you are a family member, a friend, a house church member, or anyone cares about any of these individuals, so he can, you know, check any of the list above, I want you to come, and Monica is going to try to administrate. It's going to get really wet and crazy, and it's okay. Right, it's okay to get a little wild in the front and whatnot, and so we're gonna go into water in the same way in order that we did the baptism testimonies, and so Evanny is gonna come first, and so we're gonna pray for them. I'm gonna ask the worship team to come back up, and they're just gonna lead us in worship throughout the rest of our service, and we're just gonna just really bless our friends. So feel free to pray prophetically over them and just bless them and honor their life and just their decision that they've made today. Amen? All right, so Evane, why don't you come up? And friends of Evane, why don't you come as well? And let's bless her.
forsaken. I'm accepted. You are condemned. I'm alive and man. Spirit is within me because you died and rose. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. Because you are forsaken, I'm accepted. You are condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you. Amazing love. My King would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Sing, I'm forgiven. Forgiven because you are forsaken. I'm accepted. You are forgiven. I'm alive and living. Spirit is within me because you died and rose. Amazing love. Amazing love, I know it's true. joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love. Joy to honor you in all I do. I honor in all I do. In all I do, I honor you. In all I do, I honor you. In all I do.
Let's give another big round of applause to our friends. Someone asked me in the morning service, is this my clerical robe? This is my bathrobe. I know it looks regal, but it's not. Since you guys blessed me with that you didn't sing a birthday song for me, I really appreciate that. It was really embarrassing this morning, so I'm going to bless you by letting you off early today. And so why don't we stand to our feet and let's sing this together, our closing song, as we go before the Lord. Go ahead, Pastor Nate, just lead us.
Sing, I'm forgiven because you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died. And sing that again, I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, Spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me, Jesus? Amazing love. My joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be to my King would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor.
Let me encourage you to grab someone's hand next to you. Let's go across the aisle. And let's just bless each other. We were reminded through the testimonies today that we need to experience God. It just can't be a cognitive reality. It's not something we think about, but it's a life that we live. And will you spend a moment and pray for one another? Maybe you were touched by Evane's message of being and having so much insecurity in your life and seeing God, Christ, come and transform them. Maybe you're someone here in the room right now, and you're also struggling with insecurities or errors of your life or your body image or whatever it may be that's bringing you down. Ask Christ to come and bring that change and transformation. Maybe you're like Sean, and most of your faith was just an intellectual exercise, but you recognize that you need to feel and experience God. Pray for that. Pray for that for the neighbor next to you, left and right of you. And let's ask the Holy Spirit to come and touch us right now. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God that saves, Lord. God, you save each and every one of us, God, as surely as you save Sean and Yvain. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, salvation belongs to the Lord. God, and you saved us, God, not just for eternity, God, but for here on this earth as well. And so we pray, God, that your saving touch, that grace, will continue to be extended into our lives, God, as we seek to serve and honor you with our words, with our conduct, God, with our lives. And so we thank you, Father. Lord, bless us, God, as we go off into the world, God, to be a blessing to those around us. And we thank you. We honor you, God. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, shalom, from this day forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.